Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Psalm chapter 37, verse 7. Be still. Wait patiently. Do not fret. That's not passivity. That's one of the most powerful things you can do in the Spirit. Because patience is a pause button. It's the ability to create space between what happens to you and how you respond. Space for the Spirit to lead instead of the old habits taking over. Space to choose who you are in Christ instead of defaulting to who you used to be. Every time you pause instead of react, you're exercising a weapon the enemy doesn't have. And here's what most people have never considered. The enemy has no patience. Patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, not the evil spirit. He cannot wait you out. He has no ability to endure. His strategy depends on your reaction. He needs you to snap, to spiral, to make the impulsive decision from fear. He needs you to skip the pause. But when you pause, his strategy falls apart. He has to keep escalating because he's working with limited resources. Meanwhile, you have access to heaven's unlimited resources. Every moment you stand in patience instead of reacting, he's spending what he can't get back. You're running him dry. Patience isn't passive. It's you saying, I'm not going to let this moment dictate my response. I'm going to let who God is in me lead. That pause, that breath, that moment of choosing the Holy Spirit over the flesh, that's patience. And it's devastating to the enemy. And when you don't pause, when the reaction comes before the space, there's grace for that too. This isn't another performance standard. You're learning, and the Spirit is patient with you as you learn to walk in his patience. Every new moment is an opportunity to practice.